drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart
Praise God, everybody. Let's give our praise team and our sound booth a big hand clap. Yeah. Give yourself a hand clap as well. I said, give yourself a hand clap as well. Don't be modest. I know you wanted to anyway. Hallelujah. It was... Whew. Thank you all. Wanda was right. We need to give thanks to the Lord for providing all this. And praise God and a great board who's very courageous. And we launch out into the deep pretty regular around here. So they are awesome. But if it weren't for you, thank you very much. Your tithes and offerings pay for things around here. And we didn't have to borrow any money to get this done. Amen. Amen. This pay done. And you hadn't seen next door yet. Ooh, wow. I'm telling you, it is awesome. Everything is new. And I just want to tell you this, that, you know, in the beginning we thought, well, you know, we need to do this. We need to, you know, hadn't done anything in a long time, and it's time, da-da-da-da-da. But as the time approached and is here, it is quite obvious to me that this is not about us so much as it is about the Lord. That He is preparing a place here for the harvest. Amen. And I'm telling you, people are coming.
Yes, they are.
By the busloads.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And there's a lot to be said about that. We may get into some of it in a moment, but we'll see. But I was just instructed by the Holy Spirit to read this scripture. Could we go, please, to John 7:37? We'll read a couple of scriptures here just to break the ice. Jesus wants to say something to you right now. That's all it boils down to. Jesus wants to say something to you right now, and these words are in red. Amen? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that's not it. Sorry. Jesus now is standing and he's saying, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, any person thirst, let him come to me and drink. Everybody say, we got to come to Jesus. If you're thirsty, you got to come to Jesus.
Amen.
He is the fountain of life that springs up to everlasting life. He is the one. Is that not correct?
Amen.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to truly living right. Glory be to God. In the last day. Everybody say, this is the last day. It probably, you know, Jesus is coming soon. That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Wow. Just let that sink in for a second. I've looked at a lot of places, a lot of water holes, a lot of this and that to find this and find whatever I was looking for. But you know what? There's only one place, and that's Jesus. The world needs to hear that scripture today. The world is very thirsty. It's dying of thirst. It's dying because it has no nourishment. It's dying because it has no source. The source that they're looking for is empty and shallow and most of the time a fraud. But Jesus is the truth. He is the way. And He is the life. Everlasting life. How long is everlasting? For everlasting. Amen. So the world needs to hear this scripture. And praise be to God. I announce it into the atmosphere today. Speaking on behalf of the Lord God Almighty. the head of the church. And he's saying to the world today, right now, if any man on this planet is thirsty, dying of thirst, can't find what you need to quench the thirst, come to me. And I'll give you something to drink. Let's look at 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Okay, now, let's just focus right here. What did he say before? If any man thirst, if you're looking for water, if you're looking for refreshment, if you're looking for power, if you're looking for life, come to me and drink. And he's going to give you rivers. Everybody say rivers. Of what? Living water. How does it manifest? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What does that mean? 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him, ever say believe on him, should receive. Punch your neighbor and say, you should receive. If you believe in Jesus, you should receive. The Spirit, which they believe on him, should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And I got one more thing to add to that. He's been glorified, and the Spirit's been given on the day of Pentecost. Glory be to God. Let's come to the river. Let the rivers flow out of you. Living waters flow out of you, that you won't be thirsty anymore. Look, y'all, we don't have to look anywhere else on the planet to find salvation. We don't have to do anything else. There's no other religion, no other man, there's no other thing. Not even your pretty self can save you. Only Jesus can do that. Only he can give you life, life everlasting, and then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not a trickle, a river. No, not just one river. Rivers of living water. That ought to just make you want to say, whoa, glory to be to God, and give you a Holy Ghost fit. Because this what's in you is alive. Liver. Rivers of living water. Livers of living water. I'm glad we're not feminists on broad around the world this morning. Rivers of living water. Get thirsty every once in a while. You wonder, God, where'd you go? He's still in there. I'm the one that's moved. I got to turn the faucet on again. That's what these rivers are for. That's what those tongues are for. They'll build you up. Is that not what the Bible says? Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the most holy faith, they're able to build you up, to edify you. You ever need edifying? Yeah, about Thursday, about 4:30. I need edifying. Well, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost in you. We haven't been given a period. I'm wound up. My brain's faster than my mouth. But anyway, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Look at your neighbor and say, sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind. Sound mind. Power and love. That's what's on it. That's what's on the inside of us. We have the mind of Christ. But I'm going to have to do the stirring. Amen? All right. Praise God. Well, that was the introduction. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed into great times of refreshing. Great times of increase. In fact, they already started. And our big assignment right now is hold on and don't give up. Hold on. Can you say that out loud? Hold on. Let's add something to it. I am holding on. And I will not let go. Because why? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm thirsty, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 33. They're working on my voice up there. Glory to God. Let me say, thank God. Hallelujah. Here we go. Jesus again is saying, these things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Boy, if you could sell peace in a bottle or in a pill, you'd be an instant quadrillionaire and just overnight. But you can't. But you can give it away.
That's right.
Now, if you had a bottle of those pills, well, you think you'd try to sell them? You think you'd try to tell somebody about them? Sure you would. Hey, I got a magic pill here. Gives you instant peace. But we don't have one. But we do have a Savior.
Yes.
Who is the Prince of Peace. I know a man from Galilee, who is all peace. He can give you peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Let me introduce you to him. Who is this man? His name's Jesus. Well, what's he got? He's got peace. You just say yes to Jesus, peace will start flowing towards you. You won't have to worry. You won't have nightmares. You won't have a doubt at all that when your heart stops where you're going, you're going to heaven. You want to go to heaven? Yeah. Well, you have to do something. Have to make a reservation. You got to say yes to Jesus.
Amen.
And then live for him the best you can. And he puts all the power is on the inside. He gives you the power and the ability to do all these things, right? And to live in victory. But we have to read his book. We have to talk to him. We have to listen to him. Amen?
Yes.
And good things will happen. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world, so this is a correlation here. Peace in Jesus, tribulation in the world. You choose. Mm-hmm. I don't want the world then. I don't want tribulation.
No.
Y'all ever know, have you ever known anybody that likes drama? We have a lot of drama in the world. And you don't have to go far to find it. There's probably a lot of drama in Oklahoma. Amen? I don't like drama like that. I like peace.
Yeah.
All right? So the world has drama, has tribulation, has false accusations. It has opinions. It has all kinds of things that are negative and hurt people. But Jesus said, be of good cheer.
Good cheer.
Not only is he going to give you peace, he's going to give you cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
The spirit of Antichrist is down. Jesus killed him. Took all his power away from him. Destroyed him, right? Yeah. The devil has zero authority and zero power. All power, authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. So what does that leave the devil? None. Except what you and I give him. And I'm not going to give him anymore. I'm going to speak like Jesus and act like Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to speak like Jesus and act like Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Jesus has overcome the world. That's a great lesson. We are not of this world. Therefore, we are not of those who draw back. Uh-oh. This is leading up to the big message. We're not of those that draw back.
No, we're not.
We're going forward. Right, Verdell?
Right.
We've been back. Ain't no fun.
No.
I don't want to go back there. We're going forward. Well, I don't know about the future's uncertain. Oh, give me a break. Your future is certain if you walk with God.
Amen.
He's going to lead you where? Green pastures.
Yeah.
Still waters.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He's going to provide for you and for me every aspect of our lives. So, I choose not to be like the world. I choose not to be like those religious people. I refuse to be. I will not turn back.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
What if Jesus on the way to Jerusalem had decided to turn back from the cross? we wouldn't be here today. But he didn't turn back. And that same spirit is in you that was in Christ. I'm not going back. Amen? Come on, let's stand up and just say something. Let's declare, I'm not going back. I'm not of those. I am not of those who turn back. We're going forward. My God has overcome the world. I'm of good cheer. I'm not afraid. I'm not moved by fear. I live by faith. The Word of God. The Spirit of God. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Glory be to God. I'm on fire for Jesus and I can't help it. This world ain't got nothing on you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus does you. Amen. He can take a sinner and make a saint out of you. Hallelujah. You may be seated, you bunch of fanatics. We are fans for Jesus. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Acts chapter 16 now. And verse 9. This is a snapshot of America and the world. And we're not going to get through with it today, I know for sure. But if you just think about who we are, where we are, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the church world. You know, I'm a firm believer that people shouldn't go to church just to be going to church. Well, learn something while we're there.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, you need to. I need to learn something. You know, there are people gone to church for 50 years and still in the way. They're just in the way. Right? Get to heaven, they can't quote John 3:16. How are they going to have victory down on earth? We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb. They don't know what the blood of the Lamb, they don't know what the rapture, they don't know what's going on. And they're confused. And their leader is not leading them there because they don't know either perhaps. But whatever the issue is this. We, as individuals, have to seek God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, snapshot of America and the world. This is Paul writing here. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Well, Dr. Luke's actually writing. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Well, I don't believe in visions. You ever have a bad dream? You ever tell anybody about it? Yeah. Well, you believed it or you wouldn't have told it. Come on now. Visions. You see, there are spiritual people sitting in spiritual houses that don't know anything about the Spirit. Visions. If Paul had a vision, we can have visions. Paul's not with us, have you noticed? He's in heaven. So it's up to you. And me, we are the body of Christ. If God wants to show you a vision, don't you think he can?
Amen.
Well, then we should have faith to receive him. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. So it's a night vision. Everybody say, I figured that out by myself. There stood a man of Macedonia, that's a region, an area over there, and prayed to him or cried out to Paul, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. I want to announce to you today that the world is saying, come over here and help us. Come over here and help us, church. The question now is to me, will I go? What's the answer?
Yes.
Yes. Next question. How can I be of any help to them? You can take them the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Who's the way, the truth, and the life? Jesus. That's the gospel. He is good news. To a dying person, he's good news. To know that there's a Savior in the world. There are billions of people that do not know that Jesus is the Savior. We in America, we pretty well caught on to that if you're of an older generation for sure. But we have to tell people. We have to know that we will go. The vision came. Paul saw it. And it says, it goes on to say, he immediately began to make arrangements to go over there. Everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
Why? Because he cared more about the people than he did himself. I didn't hear an amen, so I guess we went, oh me. Because being a child of God, being in the body of Christ, puts you in the helps ministry. It puts you in the go ministry. You go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Your world may be Verona, Mississippi. I don't know. Your world may be Russia. I don't know. But we got to say, Lord, at least we are available to go. If I can't, I'll send money to get somebody there. That's all part of it. But the thing is, we got to be willing to go. We got to know, too, that we will go, that we're willing to go. And then, what do I take? What can I send? The gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Where do I go? Now, this man was from Macedonia. There stood a man of Macedonia. I guess they dressed different in Macedonia. He knew who he was. And prayed unto him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Where do I go? Where the Lord leads you, that's where you go. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Everybody say, there was a vision, and I saw it. I want to tell you that you and I are seeing that vision every time you turn on the news. There's division, there's pain, there's anguish, and there seems to be no handle how to fix it. There seems to be no solution for it. What's going to have to happen is we got what it takes to fix it.
Amen.
It's the gospel. Because if people would get saved and act right, it wouldn't be any of this stuff. I'm preaching better than everybody else. Isn't that true, though? And really, you know, it's the heart of man that's the problem. We know that. So this is what we said. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. If the shoe fits, you have to wear it. Church, around the world, listen to me. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you shrink back and say, I don't want to get involved with that. I'm going to stick my head in the sand and hope it'll go away. Or are we going to be Jesus on the earth? Are we going to be Jesus on the earth? Who was not afraid to say what the Father said to say. Was not afraid to do what the Bible said to do. I'm telling you, it boils down to this. The world is depending on us. And we've got something to do. The awakening has already begun. Do you want to be a part of it? Yeah. Faith Outreach, we're going to be a part of it. But we have to be aware of who we are, what's happening, and where we're going. What's the point? The point is, God wants people saved. And we are his hands and his feet. Amen? Does that mean you all got to become preachers and missionaries? No. I think somebody read a scripture this morning. We're a city on a hill. Salt of the earth. A light to the world. That would say we. That means me. That's what the Bible says that the church should be like. We have a light. It cannot be extinguished. John chapter 1 says the darkness could not comprehend the light. In other words, it says it couldn't extinguish it. It couldn't overtake it. Glory be to God, y'all. Why are we afraid? I'm not saying we are, but a lot of people are. Maybe we are to some degree. Why are we afraid? The light that's in you cannot be squashed by the darkness of the world. The only way is if you turn the light off or you cover up with the bushel of that candlestick that we used to sing the song, you know. Don't cover up the power that we have. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, what is? The power of God. What is the gospel, the good news of Christ? Let me tell you, there is a Savior on the world. There is an answer for you. There's an answer for me. There's an answer for everybody. And His name is Jesus Christ. I make no apologies. We all have to go through that open door. I didn't write the book. I just know I read it and I did it and it worked. I read other books and they did not work because it all depended on my effort. But let me tell you, my effort couldn't do anything. Jesus put in all the work. I just had to walk through the door. I had to simply say, enough of me, enough of this world. Jesus, you're it. I'm choosing you. And I trust you to fix it. Guess what? He did. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You ever been ashamed of anything? I broke my mom and daddy's windshield one time with a baseball. I ran, hid like a dog, because I knew what was coming. Jesus has fixed all the windshields in the world. He's fixed every boo-boo you ever made. But you just have to ask Him, believe it, walk on it, act like it's so. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's good news. Why would I be ashamed to tell somebody some good news?
Amen.
It seems like the TV stations, they're ashamed of it because all you hear is bad news. But the good news is Jesus healed coronavirus 2,000 years ago. He's been healing sickness and disease for 2,000 years. He's going to heal it this time. It's healed now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
End of the story.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm not ashamed of, I've said that how many times? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation. God is not just doing a little thing to help you out today, and you're going to have to find Him again tomorrow. There's going to be something else to deliver you tomorrow. I wonder what it's going to be. No, it's always God, because it's the power of God unto salvation, which is that Greek word sozo, which means wholeness, healing, deliverance, preservation. It means everything that's good. Amen?
Amen.
Man, do we have something to offer to the world? I think that's the big reason that we do not live it, preach it, whatever. It's because we don't know enough about it. We've had this, you know, it's this attitude. Well, I'll just pray about it. You know, you share something with you. I'll pray about it. Is that all you're going to do? I need some money. I need a little help. I'll pray about it. Well, we ought to rejoice. That's the greatest thing you could do. Because I may be asking for 50, and God tells the guy to give me 100. Come on now. Praying about it is the greatest solution of all time. We have salvation to give. We have everlasting eternal life to give. We have heaven to give you instead of a hell. Salvation to just a certain group, but to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's anybody that's not a Jew. Wow. Jesus is the healer in every area of life for every human being on the planet. Do we have a message? Does the church have a message? Or are we going to give a message out of the Reader's Digest? Or are we going to compress this down to cliff notes? Or are we going to preach it just so it tickles your ears and nobody gets
irritated because you one day actually read the Bible. Do we have a message? Yes, we have a message. What kind of message do you have, brother? I got a message that'll turn you around. God will fill you up with living water. God will save you. He will clean you up. He will write your name down in His book in heaven. You get to go to heaven when you die. And until now and then, He's going to prosper you every day of your life. He is your best friend of all time. He is the Savior. He's the resurrected child of the living God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I wish I could just tell you about Him. That's our message. Punch your neighbor and say, I got the best message of all. Amen. I got a good message. I won the sweepstakes. $10 million. That's a good message, wasn't it? Well, I got a better message than that. God gave me eternal life. $10 million can't buy you eternal life. $10 million can't fix your broken body. $10 million can't heal your soul. We have the most precious gift could ever be given. We've already received it ourselves. We received it freely. We are to give it freely. But give it we must. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Glory to God. Let's go to Romans chapter 1 in the message. We'll start with 16. There you go. We're going to read fast. Because you can fix and see a snapshot of the world that desperately needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Where can I go find the gospel? What? Just pretend that you are lost at the rope's end, not sure about your eternity. Where do you go? How do I find the Lord? I don't have any background about church. I don't know to pray. I don't know who Jesus is. Where do I go? Romans 1:16 in the message. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts Him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else. 17. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith, confirming that Scripture has said all along, the person is in right standing before God by trusting that He really lives. 18. But God's angry displeasure. Are we in the New Testament? I thought God was sweet and good. He is. But the wages of sin stick up His ugly head, doesn't it? God's angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate, as people try to put a shroud over truth. Oh, come. Woo! Wake up, church! We're not going to cover up the truth to be popular. We're not going to cover up the truth to make friends. We're not going to cover up the truth to please anybody. We're going to uncover the truth and please God. Amen. Amen. Covering up won't help anybody. No. You'll be friendly. You'll be a community church, whatever, I don't know, just a place to make people feel better. But let me tell you, they changed when they walk out of there. I went to church for 25 years. But the last time I walked out, something happened. There was a change. I heard the gospel enacted. God's anger displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth. 19. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes and there it is. 20. by taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. So nobody has a good excuse. Nobody. You're not going to stand before God one day and say, well, God, I just didn't know. He said, I got a creation out here for you to look at. You should have known something that's bigger than, bigger in this world than you. It's God. Okay. 21. What happened was this. People knew God perfectly well. But when they didn't treat him like God. Do I hear the world calling? They didn't treat him like God. Refusing to worship him, they trivialized themselves into silliness and confusion so that there was neither sense nor direction left in their lives. Y'all know anybody like that? 22. They pretended to know it all, but were illiterate regarding life. The great pretenders. 23. Is there another one? Yes. We'll go to the end. They traded the glory of God who holds the whole world in his hands for cheap figurines. You can buy at any roadside stand. Next verse. If there is one. There we go. So God said, in effect, if that's what you want, that's what you get. It wasn't long before they were living in a pig pen smeared with filth, filthy inside. Inside and out. Okay? And all this because they traded the true God for a fake God. My God. Snapshot of the United States. Snapshot of the world. They trivialized God. Go to the movies. You have a minister on the movies. He's 98 years old, he weighs 58 pounds, and he can't hardly walk and can't hardly speak. They trivialized the man of God and the woman of God. They used to be heroes, and the world has put them down. Worship the God they made instead of the God who made... Woo, let's read that again. And worship the God they made instead of the God who made them. The God we bless, the God who blesses us. Oh, yes. Worse followed. Refusing to know God, they soon didn't know how to be human either. Women didn't know how to be women. Men didn't know how to be men. 27. Sexually confused. They abused and defiled one another. Women with women. Men with men. All us. No love. And they paid for it. Oh, how they paid for it. Emptied of God and love, godless and loveless wretches. 28. Since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. Let's move on to the end. And then all hell broke. Don't you love the Message Bible? Then all hell broke loose. That guy had to be from the South, is all I can say. He's from Mississippi, I guarantee. Probably from the Delta. And then all hell broke loose. Rampant evil, grabbling and grasping, vicious backstabbing. They made life hell on earth with their envying, wanton killing, bickering, cheating. Look at them. Mean-spirited, venomous, forked tongue, God bashers, bullies, swaggerers, insufferable windbags. I know that guy. That woman. I see them on the news all the time. They kept inventing new ways of wrecking lives. They ditched their parents when they get in the way. Stupid, slimy, cruel, and cold-blooded. And it's not as if they didn't know better. Are we talking New Testament times? We, you know, somewhere along the way, we won't preach the goodness of God, but there is a side that sin develops. And there is a payday. Amen? And the world's paying it right now. Thank God we're not. We're redeemed. And it's not as if they didn't know better. They know perfectly well they're spitting in God's face and they don't care. Worse, they hand out prizes to those who do the worst things best. Boy, that's the TV's full of that stuff. The idiots are getting all the praise. Okay, is that it? That is the end of Romans chapter 1. You might want to go back and read that in King James, then read it in the Message Bible again, or even perhaps in some other translation. But this is a snapshot of our times and our world. There's only one that's different, and that's a snapshot of the church, the real church, that loves each other and loves God, is a light to the world, city on a hill, salt to the earth. That's us. That's Faith Outreach. Well, I hope it works out for y'all okay over at Faith Outreach. You don't have to hope, sir. We have a guarantee. My God is God of all. He heals the sick and raises the dead. He saves people. He blesses people. He redeems the lost. He takes people that are in ashes and makes glory come to their lives. He takes what's down and makes it right. That's my Jesus. I wish I could tell you about it. That, in a sense, is the message you'll be hearing more and more out of the true church. Because we have brothers and sisters who are in desperate need of a voice of leadership, courage, and boldness, and most of all, love and faith. We're not serving a religion. If you are, you're wrong. And there's plenty of other scriptures to back up what we just read. We'll get to those later. Hallelujah. Let's all stand to our feet, please. We want to thank all of you for being here today. Our crowd has tripled since last Sunday. And I'm glad about that. Next Sunday, we're going to triple again.
Amen.
Yes. And then anniversary Sunday, praise be to God, we're going to triple again. We'll be packed out.
Amen.
Do not forget that day. Please pray for that day.
Yes.
Tracy will be here to give a word. It won't. We're going to plan on getting out of here at 4 o'clock or something thereabouts. So don't write anything into that. Because I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something right now. What the prophet of God says is more important than your time. Because what he says will save you time.
Yes.
Could save your life. It will set us on a course and tell us how to run. Chris will be here. And Regina, he's going to sing a song. I'm sure he'll say a word or two. The song he's going to sing is, God Says, I Know the Plans I've Got for You. Oh, praise be to God. He's going to sing your future.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And you think these two men, well, that's just Chris and Tracy. Let me tell you something. Chris Owens he's won thousands of people to God.
Yeah.
He's a man of God, full of integrity,
yes,
and power,
yes,
and wisdom and great love.
Yes, yes, he is.
And I ain't got enough time to tell you about Tracy. He won't sit still long to tell me everything. But he's all over the world, all over the map. And we should be honored to be connected to these guys. And you know what? You know why they're coming? You know why they're coming? They asked to come. They want to love on you. I didn't ask them. They more or less invited themselves. I didn't have enough guts to tell them no. And I didn't want to say no. I didn't want to say. And that probably some more. But anyway, it's going to be a special day on August the 30th.
Yes.
And I have some things to say. And y'all pray that I'll say them right and get the message out there. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time we've had today. Lord, my desire is that you've cleared the air a little bit for us today, Lord God. We can take a deep breath and we know where we're going. We're going to the world. We're going to our neighbor.
We have something to offer. We got something to give. So, Lord God, fill us with the Spirit of God. Set us on fire of the Holy Ghost. And Lord God, I thank you that with your shield of faith and the armor of God, no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. We go in places to, glory to God, we go with boldness, perfect love, cast out all fear. So Lord, dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit, the knowledge of your word, and we say yes, Lord, to you. We receive you as Savior, Healer, Redeemer, the Most High God, the Son of the Living God, Jesus. Thank you that you died for us and you rose from the dead and you're alive today. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. Tell somebody you love them. See you back tonight at 6 o'clock.